This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The VP gets in the middle of the fray. Mike Pence talking about the allegations that the FBI spied on the Trump campaign for political reasons. In the meantime, Trump says that U.S. immigration laws are the worst in the world. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Who better to kick this week off with than the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News, Bob Ney. Hello, Bob Ney.
Hello, Kate Delaney. How are you?
I'm excellent. Here's a question for you. So the way that Donald Trump uses Twitter, if Twitter was around during, let's say, Reagan on, do you think those presidents would have been on Twitter?
No, they would have had, assistance to it, I think, probably. They would have been on somewhat. But look, we had President Obama. He was a young man and, up with the electronics and everything. But nobody has been on Twitter like Donald Trump.
Boy, that's true. Yeah, period. And, I had this conversation with former President Bush, and that would be George W. Bush, and he was never, ever on email. Nothing. He didn't want, there was nothing. He wasn't going to have anything blowback, misunderstood,
right.
Any of that. He didn't do any
Correct.
Of that. So he was the opposite.
Right.
He shut it down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is, I think, the most tweeting president, and obviously in modern history.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It'll be interesting to see moving forward how that plays out, social media and the role with future presidents, I think.
True. That's right.
Yeah. So Pence and what he had to say about these allegations about the FBI spying on the Trump campaign, and he's saying they're troubling, and, of course, the president's calling for the Department of Justice to be investigated, and now they're talking about the Inspector General is going to investigate the claims of the surveillance. Boy, that would be pretty damaging to the DOJ if you could actually really prove that, wouldn't it be?
Well, yes, it would be, Kate, and I think what's going to come out will be, because this story is bleeding into Mueller himself. Now, by no stretch of the imagination was Mueller, who's doing the investigation of the Russia potential collusion, in no way did he put somebody in the campaign. But when I say this story bleeds, it just builds up in the minds of people, Department of Justice, a mole in a campaign, did the man give other information? Did it go into the Obama Justice Department? Mueller is dealing with people in the Justice Department. Is he dealing with the same people that tried to get Trump through the mole? I'm just giving you all of the points they can make that honestly make a lot of people suspicious, or at least maybe some people who are undecided on Trump would say, wow, this has become such a mess, where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's a dirty FBI. Just like Judge Judy always says, you've got to come into court with clean hands. And, with this guy, this is Stephen Halper, the FBI source, who assisted the Russia investigation, frankly, if they did pick him, then they picked somebody that's just way out there, a gregarious guy that loved to kind of show off and be entertaining, et cetera, who was working for, a couple other presidents. And but even though he may not be a serious type of mole when you look at him, Kate, the fact remains, if he did have this communication back and forth, why did they have a professor do that? I mean, there's just a lot of muddying of the water, I think, with this story, and I don't think it's the end of it.
Yeah, I don't think it's the end of it either. Pompeo and what the administration's going to do diplomatically with Iran now that the gauntlet has been thrown down with, the president, of course, withdrawing from the nuclear agreement.
You've got to love the Trump administration. They've always got the toughest of anything they do, the toughest policy, the this or that. I mean, they're attempting to sanction air in Iran. They are coming out with the sanctions, as we've never seen in the country's history, basically. They're going to sanction everything. The problem here is this. The sanctions were undone by a deal, which was legitimate, by the United States. Most of great European allies, of course, then China and Russia. And within those sanctions, now put back on in our arena, Kate, but they aren't in the European arena. So therefore, is Europe now going to run afoul of our law when they're doing business? These businesses are all set up and they're going, you know, back and forth with Iran. So what happens to them? It puts Europe in a large bind. Also, the demands and terms that Pompeo is giving Iran are not going to be fulfilled by Iran. So if Iran then becomes suspicious and starts to develop some research and development towards the centrifuges and the nuke issue, what's our alternative? The only alternative is war. I just think this has got the National NSA Director John Bolton's fingers all over it. In 2015 in the New York Times, Kate, he wrote an op-ed that literally called for the bombing of Iran.
Ooh, yeah, no kidding.
So I just don't see any other path that this is going to lead to.
Yeah, no kidding. So I agree, and this is something to totally watch and see where all of that ends up. The other thing I think that's interesting is the China bargain that's come out now. Mnuchin and the Treasury Secretary announced that there's this armistice in the trade war. That's a big deal because that's really affected the markets. You've seen it, right?
Oh, yes, the markets liked it. It is a huge deal, Kate, because either President Trump has a grand bargain that he's negotiating. Everybody's backing off right now, and he's going to announce maybe in 3, 4, or 5 months, which is okay, of a delay that here we go, look what we've got. Or he's going to not win with China, and therefore, you know, I think it puts him in a terrible box with some of the people in the states, for example, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, where he got votes that one normally wouldn't have gotten as a Republican. So I would assume, you know, whatever they come out with, it's got to be something where he can absolutely show a win, or he's going to be going backward on, you know, one of his main policies that he campaigned on.
Yeah, wow. Crazy times. We say it all the time.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always
I'll tell
interesting.
You what.
No question.
We'll have to stay tuned for more from the whole Russia and Justice Department, too. There'll be more on that one.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. All right, Bob Ney, as always, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, Iran, of course, that is a wait and see. It seems like a lot of what we're talking about is we're watching from the cheap seats to figure out, do we grab another hot dog or is something going to happen here quickly? And a lot of this is that slow kind of burn. But the China situation, that's a big deal. China's relieved U.S. business. Yeah, you know, it affected the markets. The cooling of that tension, I think, is obviously a good thing when we talk about commerce. So the fact that you have the two world's largest economies that are dickering around is not good if you do business with China, etc. And plus, whether it's back and forth, either way, you had this trade war put on hold, basically, and they're dropping the tariffs while they work on this trade agreement. That makes sense. So our commerce secretary, a guy named Wilbur Ross, if you don't know him, is going to go to China next week to finalize this agreement. Steve Mnuchin was very happy to announce that. If things aren't fixed and we don't get what we want, the president can put the tariffs back on. No kidding. It was smart that he took the handcuffs off when it came to those tariffs. Meet you on the flip side. I promise we're diving into the mailbag.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine.
What in the mail?
What?
What?
Yeah, let's jump into the mailbag. So there was a ton of it. That's the usual thing here, though, right? I always make the analogy of close your eyes for a second. You walk into the mailroom and suddenly you're just bombarded with it. It's attacking you from every side. So hats off to all of you. You can always reach me at AmericaTonightRadio.com, AmericaTonightRadio.com. So how about this? I got a ton of email relating to the shootings in Santa Fe. And I'm talking about the shootings that happened in Santa Fe, Texas, by the way. Very, very sad. So here's a couple of them. One was this one from Jake, who said, Kate, I don't know what it's going to take, but for God's sake, we have to protect the kids in these schools. I mean, how can this be allowed to happen again? Oh, my gosh. First, you have the whole Parkland thing, and then you have this other thing that happens. I mean, boy, it just seems like they're coming fast and furious after the kids. And yes, it's somebody that was a kid at the school or a former kid that was at the school. It's ridiculous. I mean, what do we have to do? Is it stricter gun regulations? Is it increased school security? What do you think? Well, I've said this before. I mean, at this point right now, you know what? It's got to be the one thing you have to really think about, not think about, you have to do is you've got to have better safety and security at these schools, which sounds ridiculous because I'm not blaming the schools who in some cases have these crazy tight budgets. But do they have to have entrances shut down? I mean, does it have to be like they're going through the TSA to get into the high school or to get into the middle school or to get into the elementary school? The answer is if I were a parent and I had a young child in school, I know there's a zillion schools. And what are the odds? But what are the odds? Tell the parents that in Florida. Tell the parents that in Texas. The odds are your kid's dead. So you know, 10 people dead in 30 minutes. Then Dimitrios Pagatorizis, who came into the art complex, of all things, with a pump-action shotgun and a 38-caliber revolver, started shooting. So, you know, he got the guns from his father, apparently, and he was didn't like some of the people in the class, is what they, you know, what some of this is being attributed to, at least from Facebook rantings. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, that's at least what has to happen. I mean, you know what really gets you in the gut is when you see those crosses that are outside of the Santa Fe High School, and they're just out, they're outside of the school, and you see crosses that are up for all the kids, and it just is so sad. And then you read the stories about the kids, and it just is mind-boggling. It's just mind-boggling. Kids that got away, kids that tried to save other kids, the heroic stories. I can't imagine. I got another one. I got this one from Kevin, who says, "Hi, Kate, another school shooting. It makes my stomach turn. I think, without a doubt, there has to be more focus on mental health. There has to be more focus on school security. For goodness sake, to just allow these things to happen and expect that somebody's going to see a red flag is just freaking asinine. What do you say?" Oh, yeah, I mean, red flag, what does that mean? You know, a kid that's, you could look around and say all the kids have red flags, except for who? You know, that's painting a broad stroke, and I think it's very, very tough to do that thing of deciding who seems like something could happen and who doesn't. There has to be massive conversations at schools about this, which in so many cases there are. And then there has to be, increased security at the schools. This is what they can do now. You read these stories, like about Angelique Ramirez, who was helping to raise her little brother and had this great personality and was doing well in school. I mean, oh, it just crushes you. And luckily, we are hearing those stories instead of more about the gunmen, more about the kid that was the shooter versus the kids that are lost, because they're just these names that we don't know. And, oh, man. I mean, again, some of them just 15 years old in a first period art class. I mean, really? First period art class? All right. We're not going to solve that in 5 minutes here on America Tonight. Let's move on to this from Sam, who says, "Kate, really enjoy the show. I'm excited about some of the new things that you're doing. I like the other segment." That's when my husband comes on. "I also still like some of the old staples, like the money segment that you do, We Can Count, and obviously the mail segment too. I don't know if you saw this story or not, but did you know that there are going to be scratch and sniff stamps this summer? What is the post office trying to do? Oh, I think they're trying to become relevant, because remember all the loss, all the deficits they've had. And okay, so mailing letters, people are using email so much more. So scratch and sniff is just kind of interesting. It's one of those forevers, and it's ice pops, and it's the confection kind of smell, and there are these different shapes and flavors, I guess, that they're using. So you must have seen that story, because that just sort of came out. I don't know. It's kind of interesting to try that. Does that get more people to get those stamps, the frozen treat stamps, or not? And like I said, they're forever stamps, so that's pretty interesting. I mean, when you were a kid, at least when I was a kid, they had them. So is it kind of a throwback to that? Of course it's a throwback to that. All right, here's one from Chelsea, who says, "Kate, I don't know why, but I was just very curious as to what you are watching these days. Are you a big Netflix watch her. I think I heard you and your husband say something about the whole streaming thing and that it can be brutal because you get into one of those habits where you binge watch, especially if you're super exhausted. Yeah, which is all the time. So, yes, we do have Netflix, and what usually happens is somebody tells me something they've seen on Netflix. I'll tell you what I like. Like, this is the mind. This is the way for me to relax myself. You know, like you say, when you're grinding it. And I know half of you listen, well, all of you listen to this have probably been a grinder at some point in your life, or you're a grinder now. Netflix has some great comedy. I like their comedy. I think that, and then some of their series are really good. And then you could do throwback things that maybe you haven't seen. So what did I read? I just watched Tom Segura, a comedian. One of his specials, it's called Stories. And then I've watched a couple of series. I'm trying to think of what's the last series I watched. It's been a while. I like House of Cards, and I want to say it's called Stay. That's another one I've watched. All right, so you can tell it made a big impression on me. Let's move to something else. This one is from Thomas. And Thomas says, Kate, what is your favorite tech device? Oh, that's a slam dunk. My favorite tech device is my phone. People are teasing me about it. And remember, I get on people about the whole iPhone thing. But lately, it's been such a big business tool that it's not for fooling around and tweeting and doing, I don't know, whatever else. It's people getting in touch with me, because besides being behind this microphone, I'm a professional speaker. And so the people reaching out to me for professional speaking jobs, a lot of times that's what happens. You know, it's a walking computer. So something comes up and then you can go from there. And so that's it. That's my favorite tech device. If it wasn't the phone, the second would be a thing called Zoom. And Zoom just means for interviewing people, for conferences where you can actually see someone, so everybody's paying attention and you're just on a camera. Like, I have a Logitech camera. It's plugged into the computer and you can have a conversation that way, and it's great. Right? Of course, you always have to look semi-decent anyway. So there you go. It's a wrap. Send me your thoughts, your emails, americatonightradio.com. Woohoo!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says he wishes he picked a leader other than Jeff Sessions to lead the Justice Department as he recused himself from the Russia investigation. This comes amid reports that Trump had asked Sessions to rescind his recusal. The New York Times is reporting former FBI Director Andrew McCabe wrote a confidential memo last year outlining the firing of FBI Director James Comey. Times reporter Katie Bender.
Andrew McCabe had conversations with Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, in which Rosenstein said that he had spoken with the president about reasons to fire Jim Comey, and that the president had wanted Rosenstein to write a letter saying that among the reasons why Comey needed to be fired had something to do with Russia. This worried the Deputy Director of the FBI, who wrote a memo about this conversation afterward.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot of times we like to play in that open field. We don't have enough of that here on America tonight. So that's what we're doing. That's what I call odds and ends. And there's so much of it. I mean, there's so much that fascinates me that's happening, frankly, maybe in your backyard. I like to say that, you know, we all have these commonalities, I guess, things that we talk about, things that bug us, things that we're sick of hearing about, things that we want to hear about. Like, here's a great example. You know, there was a song, I want to say it was Elvis Costello sang a song called Everything Gives You Cancer. And now it's so many people die of different kinds of cancer, and so you read, well, if you do this, then this will help prevent cancer or heart disease, or if you do this, you do that. And then a lot of times it ends up changing. I was just reading today that if you exercised at least twice a week, that would help with your heart, twice a week, and at least 20 minutes, and I think, boy, that would vary from person to person, I would believe. But then I was seeing this other story about people who eat an egg just about every day have a lower risk of heart attack and stroke than people who don't eat them at all. And this was a study that was done in China. So researchers looked at egg consumption among adults who were 51 on average. And none had a history of heart disease. They ate an average of half an egg a day. 9% avoided eggs altogether. 13 ate, you know, like one every other day or whatever. And then they compared them to people who never ate eggs. So they say that the take-home message from the study is when consumed in moderation, there doesn't appear to be an elevated risk of developing heart disease or stroke. That eggs are major sources of high-quality proteins and other nutrients for the body. So it's a good source for a lot of people. And then, so I'm looking at this. But they say it doesn't mean that you should be rushing to make a three-egg omelet every day. Because then the opposite is true. Eggs aren't safe for... I was just reading the story, the opposite story from another, this one to my point of these published stories. I was just reading another research, piece of research that they talked about eggs not being safe for anyone at risk of heart attacks or strokes. So, which is it? They're saying egg yolks can be bad because that leads to clogged arteries. You know what? We are playing Russian roulette, aren't we? There are a few truths. I mean, come on. To not be extremely overweight would help. To eat healthy, of course, is going to help. But every day there's something different. Coffee's good, it's bad. Red wine is terrible, it's good. Too much alcohol is good, bad, whatever. You know, come on. I would love to just have all of those studies laid out in front of me. And which is true. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
I have got a joke for you.
Oh, I love your jokes.
Okay, here we go. These three boys were walking along Malibu Beach in California, and they were celebrating their 10th anniversary of having graduated from high school, and they were talking about all the things they had done, and the party had been over for a while. They're walking along the beach drinking a can of beer apiece and just blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, one of them tripped, and he went back and seen what it was he tripped over, and it was this jug, this big jug that was buried in the ground. So he dug it all out, and the other guys helped him, and then they got the damn lid off of it, and poof, a genie appeared. And the genie says, "There be three of thee. You have freed me. Each of you may have one wish." The first guy goes, "Wow, should I wish for riches? Should I wish for power?" "No, I'm going to do a Solomon." Says, "Genie, I wish for wisdom." And the genie goes, "Poof, you are now wise." The next man goes, "Wow, this guy always beat me in school. I got him now." Says, "Genie, I want twice as much wisdom as the man before me." He says, "You are now twice as wise as the man before you." The third guy goes, "Wow, I can beat both of these guys now. Genie, I want three times the wisdom of the other two men that went before me." The genie goes, "Poof, you are now a woman."
Oh, that's brilliant. I love it. That may be one of your best. That's brilliant. Fabulous.
I knew you'd get that, and I dedicate that one to you. You are a woman.
Oh, you are crack me up. I love it. You're funny. That's good. That's a good joke. It has a good twist because you're getting pulled into it, and then poof, you give us the curveball.
You betcha, baby. You betcha. Listen, I'll call you again soon.
Awesome.
You've been doing a great show tonight. I love it, love it, love it. And make sure you always let me in.
Awesome.
Okay? Tell Nathan I said thank you ever so much. Okay?
I will tell him that Dan in Texas with a very funny joke with a twist at the end. It's all about that punchline. You got to deliver the punchline and you got to give a good punchline. And some of his jokes over the years, because we've been doing this over the years, so call him with a joke, have been pretty funny. It's all about memorizing correctly. Because I've seen people try to tell jokes and they forget the punchline. You could tell they're like searching around in their mind, "What's the punchline? I can't even come up with a good one." All right, there's no punchline involved in this, but it is definitely something we're talking about. If you have not seen the photos of this, oh, you've got to go and look at this. I don't care what search engine you have. It doesn't matter. Just go search it. The whole thing of the volcano Kilauea on the Big Island, it is brutal. The lava that is spewing from that volcano. And I said it, they're scrambling to shut down this geothermal power plant because they're worried of course, toxic gases. So Kilauea, she is angry and really flying out in all different directions. So about 25% of power on the Big Island has been closed off shortly before the eruption started happening. And you know how long that's been now? It's starting to end up since May 3rd. So this thing is showing no signs of letting up. The lava, that's the thing that's so crazy. The lava is hitting different areas and, you know, try to contain that. Somebody said to me, well, can't they contain the lava? Yeah. Got some good suggestions on that? Lava. What can we do to contain you? So they are trying to figure out things they can do as far as with these wells and how they could, what they could plug them up with. That makes sense, right? But it's not, you know, they call it lays. This is a combination of lava and haze. And that's bad because that in itself has acid fumes and steam and these volcanic glass specks that are created when you've got this erupting lava, which, of course, to the answer of can't you contain it somehow? Try containing 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. And then when it hits the seawater, all bets are off. And what it's doing to people, you know, your respiratory tract, your skin, all that kind of stuff, it can kill you. So they're really trying to make sure that people are cleared from the area because, of course, what's happening? Let's go live on Facebook. Let's take a selfie. Let's get as close as we can. Even the National Guard, they're saying, look, we're going to have more mandatory evacuations if you keep blocking these highways. If people are, you know, if you're going to try to get as close as you can, there was one guy that was seriously injured over the weekend. You had a plate. I want you to think about this for a second. A plate-sized chunk of rock shot out of one of those fissures because he went to go see this fissure where you have molten rock and this streaming that of these lava cracks. So I guess, I'm going to go look at the lava crack and then it flies out at him, and he could have been killed. So that's the whole thing. I mean, curiosity will kill you at, 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit? Yeah. And there's some worry there about just how many people are continuing to sneak over, do it, even if they block things off, you know, that kind of thing. All right, how about this? I have friends who worship the altar of Elon Musk. And, of course, he took a little dent to his rep a couple of weeks ago, but Consumer Reports is finding flaws in Tesla's Model 3, which, of course, is the consumer equivalent, you know, the Consumer Reports, the equivalent of a Bible for consumers. Just ask my brother Patrick. He has it memorized, I think, every single month. So they stopped short of recommending the Model 3. They criticized the car for the braking and the taking the shine off of a day of gains, pretty much for Elon Musk tanking it, as someone wrote those clever words. He's seen the discussion that people are having about this Model 3. It starts at $35,000, and some say it is crucial to Tesla's profitability when there's these reports of crashes involving its cars and overfunding, production shortfalls. The fully loaded version with the autopilot feature is $78,000. So the Consumer Reports is not recommending the Model 3, and they're criticizing it. They're saying it's difficult to use controls, overly long stopping distances. That's not good. Tesla's stopping distance of 152 feet while braking at 60 miles an hour, worse than any contemporary car tested by Consumer Reports. Woo! Elon, what say you? When you held my Invade the Man Cave, next on ATN. Save a man by
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Let's go there. There's so much happening from the world of sports, or in the world of sports. And here's a real big one, gambling. Gambling coming to your neighborhood. I don't know how you feel about that, but sports books popping up all over the place. And casinos can now take sports bets, some of them pretty quickly. Some of them it'll take a while for that to happen because of Supreme Court ruling. Before we go there, though, what's the haps on the ice? I'll tell you what. You got to be skilled to be part of the puck and the stick, my friends. If you're not a fan of hockey, I challenge you to go and watch a game and then come back and tell me you're not happy with hockey. It is one of those games that you got to see, I think, in person. Once you do, then you get it and you're compelled to watch it. And if you are a Capitals fan, you're psyched because why? It is down to a game 7 between the Capitals and Tampa Bay. And why did that happen? Because Washington put up a shutout, 3-0 win over Tampa, and it sets up that huge meeting between the two teams on Wednesday. So you've got the Vegas Golden Knights, the expansion team, waiting in the wings to vie for Lord Stanley. And now it's either going to be the Washington Capitals or the Tampa Bay Lightning. Both are really good teams. It's at Amalie Arena. You can bet the crowd is going to be crazy and wild. And I think this could go either way, my professional opinion. As some of you might not know, I also do a show on NBC Sports Radio on the weekend, on Saturday and Sunday. You can catch me Eastern Time 3 to 6. Just download the free NBC Sports Radio app, and you'll hear me there. And you'll say, oh, that's Kate from America Tonight. And it is. Politics, business, and sports. That is what I like. I am an information junkie. So the Capitals are playing in their first conference final since 1998. That same year, they advanced to their only final, and they were swept by the Red Wings. Tampa Bay won a Stanley Cup in 2004 and lost to the Chicago Blackhawks in 2015. So Tampa Bay is hungry to get there, but so is Washington. So you can throw out all that nonsense. I think it's going to be great. Great, great, great. Game 7, nothing like it in sports. It's do or die. All right, speaking of do or die, how about this? Brett Favre. I've interviewed him a couple of times. I really like Brett Favre. And I was just reading a story about Brett Favre and the fact that he conquered addiction and that helped, and he led the Green Bay Packers to a win. I was there at that Super Bowl. And Super Bowl 31. And Brett Favre did a little piece with Pete King and talked about how bad it was when he had to go to rehab, not just one time, not just twice, but three times. So the Hall of Fame quarterback told Pete King that it was tough when he went into the NFL substance abuse program, and how alcohol had been his gateway drug, really. And that he had this nonstop motor. And, you know, he said people used to think he was just high on life. And he said they didn't know there was a reason for it. And, you know, how hard it was for him that he was taking so many pills, 14 Vicodin one time, just so he could get some sleep, that his quality of sleep was so awful. It was terrible. And then he was a binge drinker. He said he drank to excess, and he can remember times where it was just way, way, way over the top. And, he checked himself into rehab several times and says now it's that he's okay. I mean, now that it's, you know, he had to change his thought process and had to go in a much different direction. And it's interesting because, you know, that pain, too, that athletes feel, anything to get that sleep, like he said, and then it just spirals into, you know, something completely different. All right, from Brett Favre copping to doing a lot of prescription drugs and drinking a ton, to the new Super Bowl sites. You ready for this? Arizona and New Orleans are part of the lineup. So Arizona gets the 2022 season, and then that means, of course, New Orleans gets the next one. So pretty interesting, because Atlanta's got a Super Bowl. They've got 2019, and then you've got Miami, Tampa Bay, Los Angeles, which Los Angeles will be interesting because that's where the Rams and the Chargers stadium is going to be. So there's interest in that. I mentioned that where will we be with sports betting in this country? I got a note today from the NFL commissioner's office. In fact, I'll let you hear it because I thought it was so interesting. And they sent it out to other reporters and people who cover the league. But, you know, they talked about in the statement, Roger Goodell, who's the commissioner, because everybody is waiting for his reaction on sports betting. He said, as it was for my predecessors, there's no greater priority for me as the commissioner of the National Football League than protecting the integrity of the sport. Our fans, our players, our coaches deserve to know we're doing everything possible to ensure no improper influences affect how the game is played on the field. So let's get to it. This week's ruling by the Supreme Court has no effect on that unwavering commitment. And he says, efforts include supporting common sense legislation that protects our players, coaches, and fans, maintains public confidence in our games. We're asking Congress to enact uniform standards for states that choose to legalize sports betting that include at minimum four principles. Here's their four principles. There has to be substantial consumer protection. Sports leagues can protect the content and intellectual property from those who try to steal or misuse it. Fans will have access to official, reliable league data. That is interesting because there's all kinds of information out there. Law enforcement will have the resources, monitoring, and enforcement tools necessary to protect the fans and penalize bad actors here at home and abroad. So there's some like gray language in there, I think. Basically, there's going to be a race for a lot of people to get their hands on as much information as possible, and I think that is what he's saying. And some people are worried that the great takeaway is going to be that they're could be this propensity for some people to get a little bit twisted up and throw games or players to do that or whatever because of the money that now will legally be wagered in so many different areas. To which I would say they always have that problem, to be honest. There is always the problem of the possibility of somebody tanking a game, being paid to do something not as well, whatever. And we've seen it happen in sports at all different levels, let's put it that way. By the way, if you want a copy of my book, Invade the Man Cave, or even Level the Playing Field, for that matter, which has a female on the cover. There's a man on the cover of Invade the Man Cave, obviously. Awesome sports shorts. You will love it. I'm giving away free copies of it to the first 50 people. Autographed copies who sign up. You just go to invadethemancave.com. Invadethemancave.com. Even if you're not a sports fan, you'll find it interesting. You can dish it to your kid or your nephew or somebody in your tribe. So, or posse, go to invadethemancave.com. Just fill out the form and you won't get spammed or anything. And I will send you, my staff will send you a copy of my book. That's a wrap, as they say in Hollywood. Thank you, you, and oh, those two guys in the back that have been talking for sort of listening to America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.